Hussein, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thanks very much for joining me this morning. So first things first, just a bit of an explainer. Can you talk a bit about what blockchain is and how it works?
So essentially, it is a breakthrough in coding. It is a way to maintain public records online and to have them done in an efficient way. And in a transparent way as well. Some of the key benefits is that once the record is on the blockchain, it becomes basically error-free. There are no errors involved, and it is tamper-proof as well. So much easier to, and much more efficient than the way we currently do things. If you look, an example is when someone buys a house, it's a very complex transaction, and sometimes it takes up to 40, 50 days to settle the transaction. There are banks, lawyers, insurance companies, inspectors, and each of them has their own database, if you like, or record-keeping platform. And that's why it takes a long time. So with a blockchain, for example, this transaction can take a matter of days rather than weeks. And again, you eliminate, I think, by doing this, people would eliminate the middle person. Usually these are companies that provide exactly the aggregation of data, whether it is the conveyance company, etc. So people would be avoiding all of that extra expense and doing it directly on the blockchain.
Right. So it sounds like it definitely does have the potential to be quite revolutionary. You've yourself mentioned that the service will redefine existing business models. Of course, you just mentioned in something like housing. Could you expand a little bit more on how you think blockchain could shape the future of business?
So we already have a couple of examples. There's a startup by the name of Arcade City that is actually trying to challenge ride-sharing, like companies like Uber, for example. So again, if we look at the example of Uber, they have been very successful because they have been able to match people who have an excess capacity of an asset, like a car, for example, that is not being used or someone wanting to earn an extra amount of money, and they're matching them through a digital platform with consumers, people who want a ride. And, in the process, these companies are collecting, valuable data. It's our data, and they're monetizing it for further, commercial gain. And the people who are delivering the service, the drivers, for example, are not getting they're getting a good cut, but it's not the full cut, if you like. They are the people who are adding value to society, to the economy, and yet there is this additional layer, a third party that is collecting a cut. So Arcade City, for example, as a startup, they're planning to challenge this, and essentially what you do is you buy tokens on your digital app, and then if you want a ride, you make an offer. You say, this is how much I'm willing to spend. Someone from the other side, a driver, would match the offer. They would pick you up, and after they deliver the service, the money would be released. So there is no Uber involved. There is no middle person in the middle, to take a cut. Right. Another example is a startup in Perth who are trying to help connect people with, excess supply of energy from their solar rooftops to connect them with others who need energy during the morning or peak hours. So they're doing this on the blockchain, thereby avoiding going through the energy provider altogether. So these are examples. In the future, I think car sharing, even when driverless cars come, they can be listed as assets that people can share and so forth. And it's really what's exciting about this is after it is built, there's a lot of effort into building it, but afterwards it will become autonomous, just like an autonomous vehicle. So it will have little intervention required from the people around it because it would have the capability to conduct transactions and make sure that, the data is error-free and tamper-proof.
Right. If you've just tuned in to 2SER, I'm speaking with Associate Professor Hussein Dia from Swinburne University of Technology, a little bit about blockchain and its business potential. Now, you mentioned earlier that it's tamper-proof, blockchain. That certainly sounds very promising. How tamper-proof is it, and how is it completely safe?
Yeah. So what it does, again, it is a breakthrough in coding and database management. So the minute a transaction is submitted to the blockchain, it will need to be approved by a large number of decentralized authorities, if you like. People like you and me who are, for example, party to the ride-sharing app. And then once it gets voted as a legitimate transaction, then it gets added to the chain of transactions. And once it is locked in the chain, basically it cannot be moved. So this is what makes it tamper-proof. Before it gets deposited on the blockchain, it is checked for errors as well. So everyone on the blockchain would be able to have access to that record as well. And this allows people to, as I said earlier, to be able to monetize their own data. At the moment, whether it's Facebook, Google, etc., collecting heaps of information about our activities, about spending habits, etc. And as we all know, they're using it for their own advantage, while the consumers are not getting enough benefit.
Right. Oh, that's very exciting. It sounds like fantastic prospects, and the idea of being an autonomous thing and so tamper proof very, very wonderful. Well, Hussein, thanks very much for joining me to unpack it a little bit. It's obviously a very complex thing for people such as myself who might not understand too much about technology, but it's certainly exciting to hear about some of the things that are happening with startups and that sort of stuff.
It is, and it is early stages. I think with time, as the hype slows down, we'll be able to really examine more of the opportunities, especially for cities. It will be invisible in the background, but it will be everywhere, and it will be to the benefit of citizens in any city.
Well, finally, before you go, what do you see as the future of blockchain's use?
So, yeah, I think it's, a digital platform for cities. So an operating system, if you like, for a city, just like you have an operating system for a laptop or a computer. So everything, it will be in the background, just like an operating system on a laptop as well. You will not notice it. It will be there. It will be doing all the hard work and all the checking. And it will make our life much, much easier. I suspect everything will be on an app later on. And basically, whether it is to order a ride or to complete transaction for buying a house, everything will be done from the comfort of your mobile phone.
Well, that's the dream. Everything from the comfort of your mobile phone. Hussein, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers.